Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
From the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. We are talking 24-hour world championships from Borrego Springs with Mick Walsh. Mick, sounds like you had a great sleep last night.
Yeah, for an hour.
Okay. How busy has it been? I know there's a lot of people out there. Is it pretty loud and exciting throughout the evening as the riders are going through?
Yeah, there's a great camaraderie there. Mark Scarpole and it's been doing great support, helping everybody out, and everyone's just friendly and chatty. And Dex is here. Dex Cook is in the pit, and Tony is here too.
They're not necessarily with a specific rider. They're just running around helping people out.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, anybody that needs help, there's always somebody there to help. Generally, though, the people that are self-supported just go over to the self-supported area where the bags and stuff are. It's just people who are supported are helping each other, you know, whereas the self-supported go over to where, you know, they drop their cooler in the bag. So, I mean, if they ask for help, they get it, I'm sure.
Now, I know we're going to be really digging into Alex Teletzin's race, but can you give us just kind of a rundown on any other notable performances that you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, of course, Christoph Strasser is incredible yet again. He is, 360 miles now at this stage, and I think he's like, he must be two laps. I haven't been noticing too much, but he's probably two laps ahead of Marco Ballo, who was like 324 miles. He's the two laps behind. It's pretty incredible.
I was just going to say 324 miles and you're two laps down.
Yeah. Those guys, you notice those guys don't stop at all. You know, when they come through, they just get their hand ups and keep moving. They haven't put a foot on the ground, I don't think, the whole race.
Now, how about the women's race?
Yeah, there's a lead change. There was, I don't remember her name, the English lady was leading. And then she dropped back and got passed by Joy, I think. She's aiming for Ram 2020. And she has a great support crew with, you know, banners and everything. So, and then Shauna Hogan is in the mix too. She's third overall and winning a category. So it's a pretty exciting.
Now Halloween just around the corner. Any good costumes out there?
Yeah, I haven't seen any. I think there might be some in the 12 or 6 hour more so. The 24 hours are too serious.
They want to be as light as possible. So let's get into Alex. How is Alex doing? He started at 6 o'clock.
He started at 5.
At 5, okay.
He got going and just, you know, rode a steady tempo, was doing well. And probably after about 5 or 6 hours, his back started to bother him on the TT bike. So he switched bikes and cost him a bit of time. And he'd had the accident and then been off the bike. he's probably, you know, he said he hadn't spent enough time on a TT bike to ride that long. So he's a bit below what he was last year, and he knows that. So, but he's been pretty efficient at the stops and, you know, trying to keep it going as much as possible. And, but yeah, the competition is so tough here. As you say, he has, you know, a very respectable 216 miles in 12 hours. And, he's a bit down the field, but, getting it done and, you know, ride for 24 hours and that's what it's all about, what you can do.
Now, we'd like to hear a little bit more about his accident because we had just mentioned it. We were really pressed for time yesterday because you had to get to the rider meeting, but Alex was hit by a car 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, he was training on a common near flat road around one of the lakes, and a van pulled out in front of him. I think he swerved to avoid it, and the car behind couldn't react and hit him, I think, and kind of like, you know, swipes him. Sideswiped him. He and the bike. I mean, he and the bike were pretty much okay, but he's been complaining about his back since he got back. I think beginning of September is when he started training again after his trip to Europe, and he's been complaining about his back. He got sick too, so it's like been tough. He's been a trooper going out here and battling through.
I was going to say, kudos to him for just not dropping out beforehand and heading on out there and doing it. And if there's a guy who doesn't make excuses about what's gone on, it's certainly Alex. I love that about him.
Yeah, it's great.
So how he did take a brief nap this evening, correct?
Yeah. He had, 5:30 to 6 or so.
And had that been planned?
No, he didn't say he hadn't indicated any. He was looking to see when the coldest part of the night was. He was going to take a nap, but he was looking to see when the coldest part of the night was and how he felt. And so he just completed his first lap after it, and you know it takes a while to get going again. So hopefully he'll pick up and maintain, you know, sub hour laps, which would be pretty impressive.
It's amazing how different we are affected by the environment, because I certainly would have been looking for the hottest time of the day to take my break.
Yeah.
So how is he looking? And after the break, is he back on the TT bike or is he just going to stay with his standard?
He's staying with his standard road bike. He doesn't want to. Tweak his bike again.
How do you guys communicate? As it's a 18-mile lap, I believe, and is it that long?
Yeah, 17, I think.
17,
yeah.
Okay.
We just talk. You know, I kind of, you know, I'm at the van and I walk up to the control area, the exchange area, and bring a selection of stuff, and then if he wants something, he'll say, oh, we'll get this next lap, and you know, I need to, you know, on the best in arm warmers, the best in knee warmers, and you know, so he pretty much stops every lap, you know, and I give him, you know, check bottles and see what he wants. But I try to give him options too, because I know when you're riding like that, you don't know what you want to eat. So he got off sugar. He was you know, I think after he got off the TT bike, he said his stomach was a little bit, you know, upset. He's like, no sugar. He doesn't need a lot of sugar normally. So he, didn't want to make it worse.
Now, Mick, how cold did it get last night? I know it's up in the upper 90s during the day. What was the temperature swing?
It's funny. I mean, it was like, I think the low was 60-ish, something like that. So, I mean, Alex didn't need to put gloves on, but, you know, when you're racing and, you know, the sun goes down and it gets colder, it just feels colder. You know, and then everybody's affected differently by, you know, the just seeming, you know, the temperature not being that cold, but just the difference in temperature.
And then what have the winds been like?
It's been pretty calm. As Alex said, the wind has been from the desert. So I think they still have, I mean, it's calm now, but when they started, there was a tailwind back in Borrego, or was it Borrego Springs Road, the last stretch. And that's just, you know, everybody calls it the hill, but, you know, you go ride it, you know, without, you know, 10 laps in your legs. You think, what hill? But it's a false flat out there, you know, where the...
So they are getting a tailwind on that.
Yeah, they've been getting a tailwind on
nice.
That.
Nice. So you've got about 10 hours of racing left?
Yeah, 5 p.m. Pacific time is the finish. So
12 hours just took off.
Yeah, they started at 5.
And the 6s are going to be getting underway here pretty soon as well. So that road is going to get pretty crowded.
Yeah, you notice it now, even with the 12s in there, a lot more people in the support.
So yeah, as we wrap up, I'm thinking about the much greater speeds from a lot of new racers coming in. What is that, or how do you see that affecting the 24s? Does that motivate them, or does that maybe make them feel a little like, oh my gosh, I'm going slow?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you just kind of get in. Probably at this point, I would think you're getting in your own zone and just, those guys haven't been riding all night and shut it out. Some people get motivated by it, I guess. And I guess some people probably get demoralized. But you got to just focus on what you're doing and try to keep yourself moving.
Are you having fun crewing, or do you ever wish you were on your bike?
I'm happy I'm crewing. It's great to see this event. It's a good event, and I might do it in the future, so it's good to have this experience, which, like all crewing experiences, you know, it's a great learning.
Well, Mick, it's great chatting with you. All the best to Alex and to all the competitors out at the World Championships in Borrego Springs, and I look forward to checking in with you in a couple of hours.
Okay, thanks, George. I'll talk to you then.
Mick Walsh joining us from Borrego Springs from the Over the Top Studios in Boulder, Colorado. I'm George Thomas.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.